This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi.
What up?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What'd you say, Riggs?
She said the northbound people were screwed yesterday. It was closed yesterday, like around the same area.
Yeah.
Damn construction. You been down there lately? It's a nightmare.
Awful. We got to fix 94, you guys. It's broken.
Oh, we've been fixing it and been fixing it and been fixing it and been fixing it.
Years. What's up?
All right, so JWoww, moving on with a younger man. Did you see this? She's got a 24-year-old boyfriend. I'm like, wait, so you got divorced. You're 30. You got a kid. Two kids.
Yeah.
And you go younger? Did you learn nothing about Roger? Get an older guy, dude.
Was Roger older or younger?
He was like a child mentally. That's my point. Like, he was a man, but he wasn't a man.
But he was like 10 years older than JWoww,
right.
So maybe she was going the younger route, so because
she's
Roger was...
But she picked an older guy who sucked. That was the problem. She should have picked an older guy who was mature.
Right.
She picked an older guy who was never going to treat her the way she wanted to be treated.
Well, maybe she's picking an older guy who's more mature.
This younger guy is, from what I've read, Riggs, he's
a 24-year-old.
A 24-year-old professional wrestler. So I don't know if he's much of a grown-up. I'm just saying.
Is that why her ex, Roger, approves of him? Because he's popular or something?
No, and he's a wrestler I hadn't heard of. I just did a little, I read up on him a little bit.
In fairness, given most wrestlers nobody's heard of.
Very
but
true.
You.
Very true. Very true.
But yeah, I guess Roger's happy for her and she's living her best life right now.
Life.
I'm like, I can't wait till that 24-year-old gets bored with family life and went, wow. Oh, this was fun sleeping with you, JWoww, for a while, and now I have two kids. Bye!
You want to be with a 24-year-old? How about Manuel Franco, the guy from West Dallas that won the lottery? That's a good 24-year-old to be with.
Dude, if I lived in this town and my boyfriend won the lottery and some DJ was like, hey, maybe you should go get Allie's van, I'd be like, screw that guy!
Damn it, Riggs!
Stop telling people to go after my man!
I'm telling him to dump his average everyday West Dallas girlfriend and go date JWoww. That's what I'm saying.
I have no words.
Man. Why not?
Average everyday West Dallas
girl. Go
date
JWoww. I am gonna save Riggs' life and press
Thank
a
you.
Button here.
Why not? JWoww's on the prowl for a younger guy.
Dude, the chicks in West Dallas are gonna come here and make you walk the plank.
Come on, let's go.
I'm just gonna scream, go girl!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. My good news is I bought my tickets for my wife and I to go see the new Avengers movie tonight.
Nice.
It's in theaters tonight. We found a decent seat for a decent time, so we're going to go see it. We watched the old one last night on Netflix and caught up to it. I already read the spoiler, so I know what happens in the new one, because that's how I am. I ruined it for myself.
So
is that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to know what happens.
This is
so
like when you can't not tell the ending of a story before we get to
I
the
have
ending.
To know what happens. I like
That's
to know.
That's fine, but then don't ruin it for everybody else.
I'm not
You're
not ruining
right
it for
now.
Anybody else. No.
Not right now, but he would have 5 years ago and thought it was funny when nobody was laughing.
I might 5 minutes from now. I might 5 minutes from now and still think it's funny and say the wrong person died. I don't know. Probably not, but yes. So I looked it up online, but I want to see it.
Dude.
What? He looked it up online, then he had an idea to put the wrong... What if he read the wrong thing? That's what's funny.
Oh, that'd be great.
No. I cross-referenced it many times. No. This is like a legit Marvel fan site.
But dude, like, I'm so confused why you would pay, not like $5 Tuesdays, not like the first matinee.
A lot of money.
Full price, and then read it so you know what's going to happen.
But you want to know the ending
before
you have tickets tonight. It's not even like you have to wait.
Because there's still so much of the movie that I'm going to see that's not the spoilers. There's a whole 3-hour movie to look forward to, and I'm going to be amazed by it. I don't care if I know
the
ending.
I'm trying to get rid of your freaking weird eyes, but I don't even know what to do with them.
It's a weird thing about me. That's how I am. I've always wanted to know the ending before I go into it because of the internet.
Is this a control thing? What is this?
No, it's just a curiosity thing.
It's a control thing. I need to know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. So
I still can't control it.
Will I be satisfied?
You can, because you know what's happening.
I can't.
You are predicting the future, Riggs. That's how you control things.
And you know how you're going to feel about the movie before you go in. You are in control of your feelings with the movie before you go.
No, I'm not. I see the movie the way I want to.
No, I'm not.
Go to a therapist. What do they say? Do you have these arguments back and forth where you're like, no, I'm not.
I'm just telling you, I'm still genuinely excited to see the movie tonight, and I can't wait to sit through all 3 hours of it and still go, when's this going to happen? Oh, this is going to happen. This is going to be cool. How does this...
Quirky MF. All right, so my good news is, because you're bizarre.
I know. What's your good news?
I lost 2 pounds.
Holy hell, that's awesome.
I didn't think I'd keep losing, but I did.
Where are you at now?
145 or I don't even know. 140 something. I don't know. I don't even care anymore. I'm just like shocked I've lost.
There was a guy yesterday talking to me at the gym. He goes, hey, how did Allie lose all that weight?
Really?
I went eating. He went, really? He goes, that's it? And I go, yep, 100%
her guy. The guy at the gym, tell him I didn't work out one day in my life.
He goes, did she come here to work out? Nope. I was like, nope, she doesn't.
Not once.
All food.
Nope. All diet. Crazy. I go, shows you how much. And you can't outwork a bad diet, so you can't eat like crap.
You can. You should exercise for like your health and your heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
but
why.
I've learned that doing it for losing weight is pointless because I've learned how to eat and lose weight. It's
once
literally
you
all food.
Once you hone in your diet and you get your body in that mode. It just starts coming off, man.
Melts.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
You guys already know
my good news.
We know, but nobody else knows. What is it?
If you were to look in this parking lot right now, you would not see a 2005 Pontiac Grand Am leaking coolant with stuff that doesn't work. Oh, no. My new car is here.
Yeah.
I'm driving it around. It's signed. It's sealed. It's delivered. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm so happy.
When's the last time you got a new car?
Never. Never.
So you've had that car since?
Oh, no, new. Okay, so I had the car that I had now for 3 years. Before that, I had a 2000 Ford Taurus with 250,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh.
Before that, I had a Hyundai Sonata with like 175,000
miles. So you've never gone into a dealer and left with a car?
Never.
So this is exciting.
This is, my heart wants to explode.
Normally, you leave a George Webb parking lot, it smells like the last person, but this one smelled brand new.
You're damn right it did.
Nice!
Good news, man. Good news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. 5:57. We'll send you to see Long Shot, the Kiss FM premiere this coming Monday at the AMC Mayfair Mall. Win that just after 6. Relatively nice today, 60s. Maybe snow tomorrow. Maybe. That's a big maybe.
I'm just ignoring it until it comes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, even if it does, it's going to be gone in like a day. Come on now.
Yeah, I'm just living my life acting like it's not happening.
No big deal.
Aren't you glad you got a new car and now it's going to snow, Gibbons?
Dude,
I didn't even think about that.
First, they detail it. I get the car freshly detailed.
It's going to be brown tomorrow.
No, I was driving the car for 8 minutes. It started to rain. Yeah. I got rained on. Now it's going to get snowed on, but hopefully not.
It'll be fine.
Part it for the course. It's snowed on a lot, but I know the first day.
Regardless, you're in Wisconsin. It's fine.
Damn
dude.
It. Whatever.
Either of you guys Prime members, Amazon Prime members?
I was, and I had to cancel it because unless you're rich, I can't live on Amazon Prime.
Right?
I was buying too many things, so I canceled it.
I think I still have the free trial. I think I have the 30-day free trial. I think I'm still on that.
For a year? For 2 years? How long have you had your 30-day free trial?
No,
Did you recently get it? Oh, you just recently got it?
When did you get it? We didn't know you got it.
No, I thought I told you. Yeah, remember, I did. I told you guys that I ordered a bunch of stuff. I ordered a phone charger that I thought I needed.
You didn't tell us you signed up for Prime. That would have been a major part of the story.
Did you hear what he said? That you thought you needed. Okay, go ahead.
No, and then you got the shipping or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I got the Eagles DVD, and then they said if you sign up for Amazon Prime, you get free shipping, and then I got the free trial of Amazon Prime.
So he's got a subscription.
I probably got a subscription.
Well,
yes.
Good news for you, Gibbons.
Probably. Okay.
This is like the guy who walked out of the car dealership not knowing the interest rate, and now he doesn't even know if he paid for a year membership to something. Gibbons.
I know I was paying. No.
I want to shake you sometimes.
I know for a fact if I have Prime now, it's going to be $12 month. It wasn't $100 up front, so it'll be every month.
You break it down.
You don't know if you're obligated to pay for something for the quicker.
They gotta get it quicker. They gotta hire people. They're hiring.
You can't get it there in a day unless you step up the travel situation.
That's true.
They have Prime delivery drivers. I have a friend that does this, where they go and they hang out at the Amazon warehouse and they just wait there. I forget what it's called. There's an Amazon something. If you know it, text it to 71037. Yeah.
Whatever.
But you basically wait there when somebody orders the now or the 2 hours or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You get an alert and you would take it from there and you get paid per delivery.
Oh.
Essentially. So
they would always show up with like 5 different deliveries because I could see in their trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman showed up in her Jeep the other day and dropped off like a box and went about her business. And I don't know if she's making 5 or 6 deliveries or whatever. Right. But
they're going to
do 1 day delivery now for Amazon Prime. So it should be starting soon this year.
Sign me up.
If you know, like Gibbons.
I have one big complaint, though, about Amazon. The Kindles, I had this discussion. The cords suck. My kids have Kindles. The cords, like, don't charge. They don't stick in and charge.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I started talking to other moms who have the exact same problem with Kindles and the cords not charge. Like, they stop plugging into
the connection
Kindle.
Inside the little base part.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, they suck. That's it.
And you have to buy another one and then another one. And but you can get it in 1 day with Amazon Prime now.
Yeah, that's
one day
true. Faster. I can pay for more.
Right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time,
what?
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this is good stuff. Get your tea ready, honey.
Oh, let me get it. Hold on.
It's getting good in Chicago between Jussie Smollett and R. Kelly, but let's just get to Jussie because this is the best part.
I'm ready.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember when it came out that the Cook County State's Attorney, the Chicago State's Attorney, Kim Fox, that she had these text messages she had been texting to people like personally about the case, which you're not supposed to do.
Showing bias towards one side or the other, yes.
Yes. Yep. Well, now,
here's
where it's getting good. The city of Chicago is suing Jussie for $130,000, which is the amount they wasted on the investigation. But at the end of the day, they ended up dropping 16 felony disorderly conduct charges because Smollett did a few hours of community service and he had, you know, had a nonviolent crime. Well, here's where it gets bad, people.
Oh, boy.
There is a woman, Ms. Clark. I don't know what her first name is. Candace Clark. There you go. She's just a regular girl in Chicago who was in court on April 11th.
Yeah.
And guess what she was being charged with, you guys?
What was she being charged
with? Well, she was being accused of providing an acquaintance with access to her bank account and then telling cops she'd been robbed. Anyway, Jussie Smollett. My point is they got charged with the same stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Jussie Smollett
faking a crime.
Created an international firestorm over a hate crime hoax that cost $130,000 to the city. So they're in court, and this woman is literally in the court, and the judge starts calling out the Cook County State's Attorney.
No
Why is this
way.
Woman being charged when Jussie Smollett isn't? They're the exact same crime. You got a lot of dirty stuff going on, and you better watch.
Hell yeah.
It's like there's a transcript. The judge said, if the press gets a hold of this, you're screwed.
No way.
And so the judge.
And they did. Look.
Dude.
And they did. How many? It was the 11th. It took 15 days for that to get out.
Oh, wow. Holy
so the crap. And her whole office is being investigated. The ethics people have laughed for her office. And so the judge said, and I quote, Miss Clark is not a movie star. She doesn't have a high-priced lawyer, and this smells big time. Your office created this mess. There's no publicity on this case. Press gets a hold of this. It'll be the newspaper.
Bro.
And I was like, I'm getting chills because basically he costs the city way more, more problems, made them look
way
bad.
More. Yes.
And this one average, so it shows the average woman walks in with the same charge and is going to go to jail, but not Jussie Smollett. It just shows the privilege of having, if you can afford a better lawyer, how people end up in prison who can't afford good lawyers. It's unbelievable.
And it shines a giant light on the system as a whole,
well,
not just this
she's
case.
She's favoring Jussie, and she
no
is.
Doubt. Yeah.
She's
no
one,
doubt.
I mean, because he has 16 counts. This girl had one. It's unbelievable,
man.
Right?
Yeah. And it's shining a light on society that people are faking these crimes to do this stuff. Like, oh, I was robbed at gunpoint. There was people that have done this for insurance purposes, saying that, you know, their house caught on fire.
Awful.
Just the people that have done that for years, people that are making up stuff.
Yeah.
And they make it bad for all the people that would have crimes that really happened to them, which is even worse.
Precisely.
The woman that's really assaulted and robbed is now looked at differently because this one person made it up.
Well, and you could go on for days about Jussie and the stuff. But then R. Kelly also did not show up to court. He had a sexual abuse case. There's so many damn cases.
Jesus, man.
He just didn't show up. So then they said that he will lose that by default. So that's a lawsuit. So but he doesn't have any money. So I don't know.
Did you guys see on SNL they had like a legal Shark Tank where they had... They had like four lawyers. They had like Michael Avenatti, and they had Rudy Giuliani, and they had a couple different
lawyers.
Avenatti,
the one that did Stormy Daniels and everybody, the celebrity one.
So they got four different lawyers sitting there like Shark Tank. You've seen the show, right?
Yep.
Where the sharks are sitting there. And then in walks, instead of somebody proposing a business, Jussie Smollett walks in, and he's like, here's what I did. Who wants to represent me?
Oh, wait, that's what is this?
Funny.
It's on SNL.
Oh, it was a skit.
It was a skit, a parody of Shark Tank.
Makes sense.
But instead of somebody pitching a product, they were saying the crimes that they did. Robert Kraft walked in and said, here's what happened. I was caught doing some stuff I shouldn't have and got a little handy action.
Well, there's so many celebrities right now that are just getting in trouble for these preventable, stupid-ass crimes you did not need to do that were so unnecessary.
How
about divorce your wife and sleep with women without paying them, Robert Kraft? You don't have to pay prostitutes.
They've got all these crimes that they're accused of, but the one crime that they are absolutely guilty of is being in violation of life's biggest rule, which is
is Don't Be Stupid,
you moron. Enough said.
Yep. Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Man. It's Riggs and Allie. Go ahead and talk about death.
My sister's on her way here. No, I got to talk about death, ironically, about the sister. She just texted me and I said, where are you at? She's coming to Milwaukee today on the airport shuttle. Where are you at? Knowing I'm at work.
Come on, we're on the air.
Give me a break.
Penelope.
Okay, so this is crazy. My sister Penelope, she gets mad when we call her Penelope.
I know.
Coming from California.
Yes.
She, one of her best friends died of breast cancer. Now, I know this sounds awful, but don't worry. I wanted to share this with everyone because I thought, what an interesting idea of a way to deal with death. I'm always looking for like new ways to deal with grief.
Yeah.
So she basically knew she had breast cancer and she was getting treatment. And she was, first she did some holistic stuff. She didn't really want to do the chemo. That wasn't working. She has small children. So at some point people were like, you have to try to live. You have to do some of the treatment or you're going to die, you know. And you have small kids and you might die either way. And so she did the chemo, but it was just sucked and it never got okay. And so she ended up passing last week. But here's what's crazy about her. This is her friend Sheila, my sister. They had a huge party before she died with her like a month ago. They knew she was going to die.
Okay.
And so the other, and she was there.
Ooh.
And there's pictures on Facebook, her with everyone in her life, huge party, celebration of life party. So, yes, Gibbons.
Did she still have like her faculties? Was she still with it or had, I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if usually you're weak, but you can mentally, you know
she
what's going on.
Be about herself, move around. Yeah.
So, they had the celebration of life party. She passed away last week. And I said, when's the funeral to my sister? And she goes, oh, there is no funeral. And I go, what do you mean there's no funeral? She goes, we did that already. And I go, what do you mean you did that already? She goes, she knew she was going to pass. She didn't want a funeral. She asked for a party. We had a celebration of life party. We did everything. We got it. We cried with her, without her. We got it out. And now there will be no funeral. And I'm like, that is wild, so, because obviously you don't know if you're going to die usually unless you're sick, right?
Yeah.
Or something else is going on. And when you're at the point where she was, where it's like, okay, you're probably going to die in the next month, unfortunately. It's horrific. I get it. It's sad. But isn't that an interesting way to deal with it? So there is no funeral. She knew she was going to pass. She had a huge party with her family and said,
so when she physically passed, they just had her cremated. And
I don't know if she was even, it doesn't mean she was cremated. Yeah, it just means there was no funeral.
I just wonder what happened when she actually passed. Is there anything done at that moment? Or is
what
that
do you
just
mean? Well, yeah, they bury her, or cremate her. I don't know which one, but I didn't even care about that. I just thought it was interesting. It's like, you know, she's going to be handled.
Yeah.
She's passed. I mean, I don't really care where the body's going. Rich
she
is more concerned
there.
About the body.
Where is the body?
Sorry, I have questions. No,
well, no I know, but I don't know. She's not going to like sit in a chair forever.
She got to be at her own funeral, which a lot of us say we would like to do.
Right.
I would like to be at my own funeral.
Now,
right.
And she got to celebrate it. And it was a literal celebration of her life because she was there to experience it and they could experience it with her and celebrate her life.
Isn't that crazy?
I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
You can
cool.
always text at 71037 or call 799-1037.
Now, while to the best of my knowledge, Mama G is healthy and doesn't have any terminal illnesses, I have very, very distinct instructions for what to do upon her passing.
Oh.
What she wants done, how she wants it. She wants no funeral. She wants no viewing. Much like your sister's friend, she just wants a giant party. Mm-hmm. And she said,
I hope she doesn't die suddenly. She's got to, we have to know it's coming then so we can throw her a party.
Oh, No. She's talking about after the fact. She's like, when I go, she goes, you make sure that the party starts before I get there. Yep. Very distinct instructions.
The party would be more fun if she was there, though.
Oh, it would be. I mean, so okay, Mom, listen, if you're going to go, can you give us like a month's notice
Mama
of the party?
Mama G, can we have the party before you die so you're there so it's more fun? I think it'd be more fun that way.
No, you know what? No, you know what would make it even funnier,
what?
Though? If it's after when she dies, the way she wants it, she shows up, she's cremated, and we have like her voice piped in. Mama G's voice. Guys,
Oh my God.
Cigarette.
You know what? You know what we should do? Given that I think about this, you talk about your mom. We should do a list of people we don't want at our funeral. Think how long that would be.
Man.
Like, you remember how John McCain, like, nobody in the family wanted anyone from Trump there because he's ripped on him so hard and horrifically.
Yeah.
So nobody, like, I should give you a list. Will you honor it?
You know what? Absolutely.
Will you not let somebody in my damn funeral?
Hold on.
Can you imagine how awkward that is if you walk up and you're like, Why can't I come in? I'm sorry, the deceased put you on a list. You are not allowed in this funeral.
I would be watching from the side, loving life. It would be the best funeral ever.
You'd be
denying entry to people I hate who tried to show up and act like they actually cared about me.
You roll out the scroll.
It'd be amazing.
The long scroll. Excuse me, you're not welcome here. Your name is right here. Oh, but what? Oh, it says right here. You were a douchebag.
Furthermore, why did you have so many enemies, sir?
A list for a funeral. This is my new thing, man.
Oh, my God.
So, funny. Yeah, there you go. I just thought that was a great thing to share. If you have a sick family member, you want to do it differently, you know, celebrate before and don't have the funeral after.
Yeah, that way they can be there to celebrate with you, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. And gas prices have been getting more expensive. They say they could hit as much as $3 a gallon in the next month or so because the summer gasoline blend is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
With do you pay attention to gas prices or do you just fill up?
Hell yeah.
Oh, I pay attention.
A lot of people just fill up.
Oh yeah.
I'll
drive around and look for a cheaper. It might be five or six cents cheaper.
Dude, with my new car, I have to put premium in, like the super premium now.
Why?
Because my car's brand new and that's what the Nissan engine recommends. The super premium.
I might get a second opinion on that.
Yeah, does it say that on the gas cap?
Second opinion.
It says it on the owner's manual.
Right, but does it say it on the gas? Yeah. It says premium gas.
I haven't put gas in it yet, so I don't know.
You can text to 71037. Anyway, so
for me now, I'm looking at, I paid $284 2 days ago on my old car.
Yes.
I looked today, and at the BP I passed, it's $384 for premium. So my gas prices are skyrocketing. Instantly. Thank God my car came with a full tank. I live at least a couple days. At least a couple days before I got to fill up.
And you have a couple days to find out if you really need the premium.
Exactly. Exactly that. Seriously, though.
They think by June, the prices should start to settle down a little bit as we head into summer, June. But this is around the time of year when they get more expensive. So use an app like Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy is a great app if you don't have it. It'll show you cheap gas prices.
Yep.
Actually, going away from Milwaukee County proper is also a way to find cheaper gas.
Gas stations do that, too.
Yeah.
My Speedway app will tell me every Speedway and the cheapest one in the area.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like I'm sure every gas station app has that. Mm-hmm. I would think too on
Quick
top
Trip.
Of that.
Yeah, Quick Trip does the same thing.
Yeah.
You can also do like the fuel rewards points. Do you like with your BP? Have you done that before?
Oh, with my
pick and save ones?
Yep.
The pick and save points. Oh, Quick Trip does them too. The fuel discounts are crazy.
Do you know how much free stuff I get from Speedway because of my points?
Yeah.
Like, I finally understand why everyone says go get the rewards cards at some of these places.
Because they're worth
it. If you go there on a regular basis, you get a lot of free stuff.
Oh yeah, you do.
Absolutely.
So that's a way to save money on gas that way. Yeah. Use the Gas Buddy app again, or like Allie and I said, use your the gas apps themselves to find the cheapest gas.
Dum, dum, dum,
the more you know. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so she is getting divorced, and she's got two little kids. She's a mom. She's doing that mom life. But she's now got a 24-year-old boyfriend. Who am I talking about? J-Wow. Yeah, what is she, like 30?
She's not that old.
Yeah, I mean, she's not really that old. But I thought, that's fine. I actually don't have a problem with her dating a 24-year-old. I just am like wondering what the hell, when it's going to stop being fun for the 24-year-old when he realizes she has two kids and she's like living a real grown-up life.
Listen, I'm going to go on record as saying I probably wouldn't have recommended she date a 24-year-old. But she's not just dating a 24-year-old.
It's one of her friend's brothers.
I know, but he's a professional wrestler, too, and that's why I co-signed for him.
Why does she get these beefed up, steroided out guys? Has she learned nothing from this? Because she's from Jersey.
It's just
from
blood, experience. Right?
Jersey Shore, dude. Do you remember season one with J-Wow and Snooki on the beach? Where are the gorilla juice heads, Snooks? I need the meatheads.
Yes,
where are the gorilla juice heads?
Here's my defense to that. They also had tans that looked ridiculous and hair that was awful, and they've evolved since then, right? Haven't they evolved from the nasty muscle dudes on the beach that women don't find attractive and we call douchebags on Instagram? Haven't we evolved from that?
Aren't they always still the greased up muscle head underneath, no matter what?
I don't think so.
They always have that in them.
Yes, you know what?
It's a big generalization.
No. I'm from Jersey. Yeah. I know a lot of these guys who started out when we were 15, 20, mm-hmm. 25 that were the juiced up meatheads.
Yeah.
And I know everybody did it, yeah.
And I know many of them who are now dad bod dads who aren't all juiced up, but there are still a couple who just won't let go.
And are still they're Roddy. They're Roddy from Jersey Shore.
1,000%.
They have a child. Yeah. They're grown up, but they don't want to stop being a beefcake.
They go out to college night at the bar on Thursdays. Uh-huh.
Oh, God, that sounds like a nightmare to me.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Glad I'm not those dudes.
That's funny.
Jay Wow, the 24-year-old professional wrestler.
And her, you know, it's her friend's brother. Did you even
that's her friend's little brother. Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know, I don't want to date my friend's little brother. Then when it goes bad, what?
Wait. How long has she been friends with this friend?
Long time.
If she knew the dude when he was like 12 and she was 25... And now he's
makes it weird.
When
you break
weird.
Down the age gap like that, that makes it even. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Why'd you go there, Gibbons? Why did you go there?
I might have.
Doesn't everybody go there?
Oh,
yeah. I go there when I think of age differences.
Yes.
That means when you were this young, they were this young.
Exactly.
Which is like, all right.
Yeah.
Well, good for JWoww. Bounce back.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, for the moment. I mean, don't we think this is a rebound?
Of course it is.
She's not going to end up with a 24-year-old. Come on, is she?
You never know.
It'll be fun for a while. Look at Pete Davidson and Kate Beckinsale. I mean,
they just broke up. I started laughing. I said, did she get to the point finally where she went, why am I dating this 25-year-old dummy?
And how long did that last? Like 5 months, maybe?
Not even.
Did you hear what this guy's nickname is? Because they're filming Jersey Shore right now.
How do you know all this? No, I don't know what the guy's nickname is. I'm assuming he's going to be gone in a month.
Nope. He's got a nickname on the show now. They're filming the new
season.
You
stop investigating too much on this stuff.
What do they call him, Gibbons?
24. Because he's 24 years old. Very original, very well thought out. They call him 24.
They should call him 24.
They should call him Gorilla Juice Head. We need the meathead snuff.
There's a girl, by the way, from Green Bay on Pauly D and Vinny's show that's on right now.
The double shot of love?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's still on it because I haven't been watching it, but I know there's a Green Bay girl on it.
Bro, I tried to watch that last night and it's too self-serving.
It's like, it's so obvious you're just going to sleep with these women and not end up with one of them. It's so, like, we're not that stupid.
And you can see which ones are the fame whores.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they're just trying to get laid for a few months in a TV house. Like, okay, great.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So nobody gets the clap.
Hey, could you imagine going to a producer with that idea?
Hey, listen.
Hey, guys, it's going to be us two guys, and you're going to bring a bunch of hot women in that mm-hmm. we approve, and then we're going to live with them, and then we're going to pick them. I mean, it's just self-serving.
That sounds awful and terrible. Well, how could anybody want to do such a thing? My gosh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now. Missed connections from Craigslist.
Hello, girl.
Hello.
Or should I say, hola, amiga.
Hola.
What?
You could, but Cinco de Mayo is next week, my friend.
That's right.
Holy crap.
Yes.
We're a week away from Cinco de Mayo. What a beautiful time.
It's gonna be Mayo.
Yep. So while this doesn't say which Mexican restaurant, it's on the map on the Craigslist. It says somewhere on Blue Mountain Road. So I don't know.
That limits it down. I can name four.
Right.
Yeah. Just in Brookfield alone.
Come on, dude.
It says, so I saw you were leaving and we made eye contact at each other and smiled. You were there with your sons, I believe, wearing a black top, blonde hair, absolutely gorgeous, and no ring. It was around 5:30 on Wednesday. My only concern is, and he writes this in caps lock, you left behind so much food. An entire basket of nachos and two tacos. Whoa. That was all written in caps lock.
Is he on a date or the food? What's he aiming for here?
If by miracle you see this and you're indeed single, you want to meet a great guy, email me. Just know that we will probably be having a discussion about your food wasting habits. Thanks.
I need to know if he went there, saw the food, and then ate the food, because the food is a catalyst for something.
Yeah.
I know, it's a hot button for this guy.
I know,
set him off. It set him into caps lock mode. And we know that's serious when you go into lock mode. This has been a hola missed connection. I don't know.
Funny, the caps lock. And so I'm picturing Twitter things with caps lock.
It makes things funnier in caps lock.
Damn straight.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Friday.
Yeah.
Feeling all right?
Right? Heck yeah, we are.
It's time for the one and only
Dad Joe Friday. Dad Joe Friday.
Yep. Dad jokes, bad jokes for days. And we got our judge on the phone. Please welcome to the show, Jesse from Oak Creek. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
How you feeling, girl?
Oh, I'm feeling great. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, girl. Ready?
Nice.
I thought of you yesterday, even though I didn't know you yet, as I was driving through Oak Creek,
yeah,
screaming because I didn't know the Rawson exit was closed, and then yeah, I ended up passing Drexel because there were no signs, and then I ended
damn
up
it
on Ryan freaking Road!
That's way too far south.
Pissed.
No!
By the way, that whole,
damn you, that
whole stretch is jacked right now, southbound 94.
So. It's a mess. You just need to get off on College.
Yeah.
You're right. I should. That's what I said when I realized Rawson was closed, but then yes, I passed Drexel, and you get the picture.
All right, so here's how this works, Jesse. You've listened to Dad Joke Friday in the past, correct?
Oh, yes.
All right, so you're a fan. You know what's going on. You're allowed to laugh at the jokes. The first one to get three laughs will win Dad Joke Friday.
Yes,
Bad Joke Friday.
Who won last week?
I won last week. It was a come from behind victory for the ages. If they did an ESPN 30 for 30 on last week's Dad Joke Friday, they would highlight last week's show.
Well,
for sure.
Stop bragging. Okay, it was a historic win for you. Stop bragging.
It was awesome.
God.
I'm just saying. Allie, you go first because you were gone last week. So.
All right, this came from Gina on Facebook. Thank you, Gina. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
I don't know.
Christian Bale.
There you
Thank
go.
You. Oh. I thought that was cute.
All right.
She's so cute.
Seriously.
She's still laughing. I love this girl. Christians are bailing.
All right, Jesse. Oh.
Christians are bailing.
Hey, what do you call a what do you call it when you get a cold twice?
I don't know.
You call it deja flu.
that was a little chuckle.
That was nice.
Oh, I'm sure. Courtesy laugh.
Well, it took a second. Then she went, ha, ha, ha.
Gibbons.
Oh, yeah?
Go ahead.
When
it took a minute to register.
That's See, fair.
It was a thinker. When is a car no longer a car?
When?
When it turns into a driveway.
But a bump.
Oh, come on!
I get
really?
It. I get it, but I didn't think it was funny.
It was a dad joke, and it was a funny dad joke. You guys have no humor.
You used that last week.
No, did I really?
You did, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I gotta step my game up. Oh, no.
I laughed last week.
Oh!
She mic dropped you, dude. She laughed last week, she said.
All right, Allie, go ahead.
All right. What did the fish say after he swam into the wall?
Don't know.
Damn!
That's
it. Me and her are BFF. She thinks I'm funny.
All right. Two for Allie, one laugh for Riggs, and I'm over here with nothing for Dad Joke Friday! Dad Joke Friday!
All right, I know Easter was last weekend, but this is a rabbit joke.
Okay.
What's invisible and smells like carrots? Rabbit farts.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh.
It's gross. Huh? I know. You thought the same thing I did. I was like, ugh.
All right.
Thanks,
Becky.
We're such chicks.
My friend Becky on Facebook sent me that one. I'm blaming
her.
Well,
Mary sent me this.
Tell her we're grossed out.
Go ahead. I cheated on my sponsor, Thomas. Mary sent me this one. I hope Thomas doesn't mind. It's a big drama. Okay.
Thomas still sends me jokes all the time.
Thomas, you cheating SOB. Oh, hold on.
You know what the best part is? I'm lying.
Yes. Oh, you? I hate you. I mean that very lovingly. I hate you.
No, you don't.
Gibbons, tell your dad joke.
I mean, you don't hate me.
Okay.
What so much drama.
So much
right?
drama.
Right? And I work with dudes.
Shut up. What kind of magazines do cows read?
Don't know.
Catalogs.
That's clever.
Logs.
These are very clever, Gibbons.
They're just not.
They're not that funny.
Wait.
You got a laugh.
That was a laugh. That was a laugh. Okay, I'll take credit for that one. Yes.
The delayed laugh.
I don't even know who's up. Me or Grace?
You're up.
You're up. You have
You're
two
up,
laughs,
Allie.
All right. Why did the birdie go to the doctor?
Don't know.
To get his tweetment.
Oh, man.
Thank you. And that came
funny.
From a
really?
4-year-old.
Come
that
on.
That was from a 4-year-old.
Really,
thank you,
Jesse? Really? The 4-year-old joke.
Wait, are you shaming the girl on the phone because you didn't win?
Yes, you're damn right.
I am.
You're damn right.
Here's your Batman trophy, Allie.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank
it has
you.
A
yeah,
winter.
Oh, Allie.
Is it Allie's
girl? Girl power on Friday.
Listen, I will say you earned this win. Riggs doesn't want to give you credit. I will give you credit. You earned this win. I hate
Thank you.
I'm not giving any credit, but you might want to take the hat off of that Batman trophy, Allie, because that's Gibbons' hat, and that probably has diseases on it.
Oh, that hat definitely.
Damn, he's coming for both of us. It's like
I would
you
just
suck,
so.
Allie, and you have a disease.
Yes.
Thanks for hosting the show today, Riggs.
You're welcome.
Have a great Friday.
You know
Dad
what?
Joke Friday.
What's wrong with you, you bad
Bad Joke Friday. Damn
sore
it, Riggs.
Freaking loser,
I'm a
man.
Little sore. I'm a little sore.
You should have some sportsmanship.
Come no, on, Riggs. Never. No.
God. I won.
Jesse, thank you for being a judge this week for Dad Joke Friday.
Sportsmanship. Yeah. I won.
Jesse, have a great weekend. God. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You got something that made you say hell to the nah going into the weekend?
Hell no.
Huh?
I already gave you mine about 94 in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
Help me scream. I'm over that. So you go on to yours.
Yeah. Oh, my wife got home yesterday and she said, hey, my mom might be coming to live with us for a month or so.
Whoa.
I said,
that's
what?
A bomb.
Huh?
Pardon?
Did she lose her house?
Come again? No, she's just, she fell and hurt herself. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of fragile right now. And she was talking about recovering. And it's a really long story. I'll get into it next week. But that's the drama I'm dealing with in my house.
That's so Riggs. Let me tell you about my drama, but I can't tell you the story.
Riggs.
We need details,
Riggs,
man.
It's prime time on a Friday. Spill your guts, bro.
My wife's mom was with a friend in a car who parked in a very horrible place.
Where does your wife's mom live?
She lives in Florida. Okay. All right? She's older. She lives in Florida. Mm-hmm. Friend parked on like an embankment. So when she got out of the car, she fell like down this hill and like hurt her hip and kind of...
We picture as a woman rolling down a hill where dad was old.
That's
my
what
God.
She said. She goes, I opened the door and it just swung open and then I just fell out of the car.
All I can hear, all I'm seeing is the commercial. Tuck and roll, Granny. Tuck and roll.
The poor woman. So she fell and she hurt herself.
We're
she
going
didn't.
To hell.
You are. You're laughing at my mother-in-law. You're both going to hell.
You're the one who doesn't want her living with you for a month.
Yeah,
so go ahead
Riggs.
And make fun of
oh yeah. Turn
more.
This on me. Sure. Turn this on me.
Did you not say your hell to the gnaw is your mother-in-law coming to live with you?
Then, I did. I absolutely did. I absolutely did.
Riggs, can I explain to you how the show works?
What?
With hell to the gnaw. Yeah. These are things that make you say hell to the gnaw, which are things you don't particularly like.
I know.
So when you say your wife's mother is coming to live with you for a month,
take it that you're. You're not liking that.
No.
Did I never hit the sentence right? Well,
I never said that I did I?
Gibbons and I are too slap happy because it's Friday again,
Jesus
dude.
Christ.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
So it's like this yesterday. The wheels were falling off.
Mm-hmm.
Except it was way earlier yesterday. You guys are out of control. Out of control.
Oh, man.
Do you have a hell to the no?
Is she coming?
I don't know yet. Oh. It's up in the air right now.
Because, oh, so now it's in limbo? So now you're like, is she coming?
My wife
not?
Is traveling for work over the next couple weeks, so she doesn't want to come here with just me
because
she feels bad. She was like, I don't want to just come with Andy, with just me.
He's going to have to take care of his mother-in-law for a month while his wife's on the road.
And he'll do it.
Of course I would do it.
Of course.
Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Are you shocked his wife's going to be gone when he does all the work?
Right? Here's my surprise face.
She goes...
And if you couldn't see Gibbons, it was not surprising.
No, no.
In fact, it was like, duh.
So that's where my life is right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, I got a
help. Do you have one?
I got one for you.
Go ahead, Gibbons.
I get a brand new car yesterday.
Nice. Congrats.
That's a hell to the yes. I've been waiting for this car. All I wanted to do was go and drive this car around.
Yeah.
But we had an appointment at home.
Yeah.
We had a contractor coming to take out our garbage disposal that hasn't been working since we moved in. So I got home 10 minutes before the guy's supposed to show up.
Okay.
6 o'clock he's supposed to be there. 6 passes. 6:15 passes. At 6:25, the guy calls me and goes... I know I was supposed to be there at 6, but I came there at 3:30 and no one was there, so I left and I'm not coming back.
What?
I can do Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon.
Where did you find this guy?
My landlord. It's a guy my landlord knows, of course.
And you're not paying for it, so you can't really complain.
Mm-hmm. And this is
your landlord. Bro. Oh, my God.
Landlord probably hired some cheap ass to do it.
Right? And this isn't the first or the second or the third time this guy has canceled. So I've wasted literally 3 days with nice ass weather with a new car and I can't go anywhere and the guy didn't show up. Hasn't shown up.
Landlord's got to...
And now, Saturday, I'm going to spend my Saturday going, I hope this guy shows up at 1 o'clock. I hope this guy shows up at 1 o'clock.
I'll come over with a wrench this afternoon and take it out myself. We'll just take it out.
Oh, that's a hell to the yes. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Do you want to just take it out? It's not that hard to take out a garbage disposal.
It's going to snow tomorrow, allegedly, maybe. This guy's not going to show up tomorrow.
Somebody texted in. They said hell to the not. 3 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow.
Hey, it's a hell to the not for sure.
Fox 6. That's literally what they said.
Thanks, Rob Haswell. Oh, we blame you.
Thanks for nothing, Rob.
Amen.
Hope he's on today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. He was on. I saw him earlier.
You can always text 799-1037. You can call us. Hell to the no. We'll read your text. We'll take your calls every day around this time. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Let's play Gibbons the Great, shall we?
All right. Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 37 wins, only been beaten 8 times. You think you can stump him? We play every morning around the same time. 799-1037. Just think of someone famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of. Come on in the studio.
Hello, hello, hello. What you got going on all around the town now and then?
If we got someone on the phone, I'll let you introduce yourself again because I'll screw up your name.
It's Ileana.
Ileana.
Well, guess Gibbons what your name going to be in about 2 minutes.
Don't say Bumbleclot.
Then I got nothing else to say.
Don't call her that unless you beat her. Gibbons the Great, you ready to go?
Born ready.
Let's do it.
All right. Are you thinking of someone that's as real?
No.
Is this perhaps a male?
Yes.
Maybe you get a character on your brain that has powers?
No.
Could this be a character from a TV show?
No.
Is this a character that could be seen perhaps in films?
Yes.
Does the name of this person on your brain appear in the title of a movie?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of somebody linked to one of those superhero types?
No.
Has this character ever killed people before?
No.
Maybe this is somebody related to Candy?
Yes.
Does the character on your mind wear purple?
Yes.
Oh, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. This be one of the scariest children's, using air quotes, children's movies of all the time, and it be starring Mr. Who's On Your Mind, Willy Wonka.
Yes, sir.
Me done be seen too many YouTube videos about how scary Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory actor actually is.
You don't love Willy Wonka? That's the best movie ever.
It be scaring me. I didn't say I didn't like it, but it's scary to me.
And Gene Wilder, the original from Stalas Gibbons, so you better get with it, dude.
And by the way, what
the
hell
is... boy is in it.
What the hell was up with his grandpa that was bedridden for 20 years? The family was poor, but he jumps out of bed to go to a chocolate factory? Yep. Get your crap together, Grandpa Joe. Get your crap together.
Jeez Louise.
Sorry. Very passionate about Grandpa.
Willy Wonka is who you were thinking of this morning. Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
You too.
You think you can stump Gibbons the Great? We play every morning around this same time.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
I don't believe I didn't tell the story when it happened a couple weeks ago, you guys.
Jeez.
The famous Green Bay Packer that recognized me. Of course, I had to ask him for a picture first before that happened. Here's what happens,
right? You
better
not say Leroy Butler, who works in our building, because I will die if you say that one.
It is not Leroy Butler, is it Gary Ellerson, who also works in the building.
I forget about Gary. Gary's going to kill me for that, but I forgot about Gary.
Ellerson, jeez Louise.
I haven't seen Gary in a while. He's on the afternoon.
He
mornings.
We never see him. We never see Gary.
I don't see either one of them.
But you remember Leroy, not Gary. You just remember that.
So my wife had to get her hair done. She went to the Pfister Hotel to get her hair done. I don't know why that's another...
Like on a random day?
It was a Friday, a random Friday.
Like, but to the spa there?
Yes. Ooh. So we were going to have dinner afterwards. So she was like, why don't you come down? You can have a drink at the bar while I'm getting my hair done. It was during March Madness. This happened a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I'm sitting at the bar and there's a table behind me. There's not a lot of people there on this particular Friday.
I'm sitting at the bar while I get my hair done. It's right. So you too, dude.
Seriously.
Yes, of course.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. So there's one other table with a group of people and I can't really see who they are, but they're kind of loud and they're having a good time and they're celebrating something. I don't know what.
And you're at the bar by yourself.
I'm at the bar facing away from the table. So the table is to my back.
Okay.
So I keep hearing them talking and I hear the word Donald come up left and right, and I'm like, all right, okay.
I was going to guess Donald Driver, but I didn't want to be, I didn't want to out it if that's who it is.
You said Donald, I immediately thought Duck.
No, sure.
And you clearly didn't grow up here either, Gibbons.
And that's the first thing I thought, because when I looked in, I saw a guy with a bald head from the back, and I was like, that looks like it could be Donald Driver.
Yeah.
And I looked behind me, and sure as crap,
Jesus, man,
it was Donald Driver,
awesome.
Just with a group of people talking. And
nice.
I was like, okay. This is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Do I disturb him and ask for a picture? Because he's clearly with other people. So I'm stuck in this really weird moment for about 10 minutes where I'm wondering, I got to get a picture with Donald Driver. There's not a lot of people in here. How many times am I going to be sitting literally 6 feet from Donald Driver, from Packers greatness, and not get a picture with
him? Well, it depends now that he's retired.
Right.
And while you're having
he's more accessible is what I'm getting
true.
At.
Yes.
But while you're having this conversation with yourself, you're also thinking, while I'm thinking this out, what if he leaves?
Yes.
I only have so many moments. If I'm going to do it, I got to do it now. Right.
So 15 minutes go by. 30 minutes go by.
Jesus, yeah. Riggs.
An hour goes by. Mind you, my wife is still getting her hair done, and I'm still sitting
still
at the
waiting.
Bar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, screw this, because other people come up, and they're sitting at the bar, and they're also taking notice. So now I'm also concerned, am I going to be that guy if I go up and say, can I get a picture? Then other people come up.
Yes.
Now I've created chaos.
100%.
I don't want to do that to anybody, because that's weird.
Yeah.
But I do it anyways.
Donald Driver's used to it. And we're not even that famous. And people come up to us and it starts a line. I don't mind that. Do you mind that?
I don't. No. And that's exactly
Donald Driver might not mind.
And that's the same rationalization that I thought. Because I've had people see me out in public and say, oh, I saw you at the Panther Pub in Greendale and I didn't say anything. Why? Why don't you come say hi? I'm a normal person.
Yeah, if you see us, say hi for
please,
the love of God.
Yes, any of us. We will gladly take a picture and be very kind to you. But he was the same way. So I walked up and I said, Donald, do you mind if I grab a picture? No problem at all. I said, hi, I'm Riggs. I do the morning show with Riggs and Allie on Kiss FM. And he stopped me. He goes, whoa, I know who you are. And I said,
Yeah.
I go, do you really know who I am?
Yeah.
I go, or do you just say this to be nice to a lot of people? Because I said I was on the radio. He goes, no, you work over at the building in Hale's Corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the guys, you know the Chuck and Winkler guys over on the sports station, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, so you're the morning show and you do the Gibbons the Great thing, right? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy crap, this guy listens to the show. He knew who we were.
Donald Driver was on this show every single week for years before either of you were here. Yes, we used to interview him and talk to him when he was still playing, because he's retired now, but when he was still playing, and he would come on and he would call us from Texas where they lived in Houston or whatever, and then he'd come in, he'd go to the game on Sunday, and it was really cool.
He was
always
the nicest guy ever.
Cool. So the fact that he spends a lot of time in the Milwaukee area, I love that he still listens to us.
Seriously,
that's amazing.
And he has his foundation. He was in town for some sort of a gala they were doing at the Pfister the following night. Gala, whatever. Gala.
Oh, tomato, tomato.
So he was super nice.
It was incredibly nice, but I was still taken back that he knew who we were, but I remembered.
Riggs, there's probably brewers and bucks
I know,
that listen to
weird.
Us. You have to remember that some of these people listen
it
to
does,
us.
It finally
sunk
in.
There's no other choice in this town.
Listen,
right? There isn't. We ran them all out of town.
Oh, crappy one that claims they never mind.
I am gonna doubt that there are any Bucks listening, any Brewers listening, or any Packers listening, but I'll bet you this much.
What?
There are some Milwaukee Admirals listening, because I know that. I'm just the little guys. Just the little
there's
guys.
There's also
listening.
Some Wave players listening,
some
too.
Some of the Brewers listen. I'll leave it at that.
Yes,
okay?
They do.
Given, so just remember,
they do.
You're in the city of the... Hello?
They have radios. We go everywhere. It's free.
Hello?
Donald Driver, awesome guy. Very nice. If he's listening now, thank you for the picture, Donald.
Never heard anything but good things about that guy. Think about it.
Right?
It's all good.
Did you ask to rub his head for good luck?
No, but I was blinded by his smile. His teeth are so white. It's amazing.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 647 is in the books.
Good God.
Yes.
What did you learn on the show this morning? Gibbons, go first.
Okay. I can't pick one thing I learned from the show this morning. I got to pick two, because I learned from each of you.
Okay.
I learned from Allie that Allie's sister's friend, who has passed away, was actually alive at her own funeral and had one of the coolest celebrations of life I've ever heard of.
She put the fun in funeral.
Seriously.
Yeah, she had breast cancer and she had it for a while. Finally got to the point where, you know, she knew that it wasn't, the treatment wasn't working and she was going to die. Sad, but she wanted a party and they threw a huge party a month ago. And she was there with everyone. She passed away last week, unfortunately.
R.I.P.
And then there is no funeral now. And that's it. And they're happy. And that was the way she wanted it done. And I said, that is a great way to do it. I've never seen people do that.
She did it her way.
And you save money on the funeral, too, maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
And then I learned that Riggs is insane. Insane.
Sure. Call me what you will.
You love the Avengers, and God bless you for it. You watched the oldest event, the second
Infinity War last night.
You watched that last night.
Yeah.
And tonight you're going to go see the new Avengers movie, which
Endgame.
Is all good.
Yes.
But you've already read exactly what happens. And
there's still a whole movie to see. I don't see what the problem is.
There's a whole movie.
He went and looked up the ending and looked for the spoiler. And I don't know anyone that would do that when they have tickets to the movie tonight.
Now you do. Me. Hi,
yeah, but is there
I'm
anyone
Riggs.
Else?
You're crazy.
No, seriously.
I don't know.
I've never met anyone that would do that.
I put it on
never.
My Facebook. There are other people that do the same thing that I do.
And then
I
was they like, buy yeah. tickets to the show that night?
Yes, because there's still a whole movie to see. I'm still going to see the movie. I don't care if I just read it.
But you know...
It doesn't matter. It's a whole movie. I told you why he does it.
It's a whole movie.
Because he can't.
Allie has a theory
thing.
That it's a control
it's not
thing.
A theory.
It's just the way that I am.
You want to know what's going on. You want to know the future. That's us trying to get control of our lives, dude.
And what is one of your favorite movie trilogies?
Back to the Future,
which is all about controlling the future and the past.
Yes. Well, I didn't go that deep on my therapy analogy over here, but if you want to bring Back to the Future and you do that,
I'm
man,
in that
my
wormhole,
friend.
Man. I'm in that Riggs wormhole.
I learned something about Gibbons this morning.
Oh, yes?
I learned that Gibbons has purchased a new car, and now he doesn't have to worry about carrying around coolant in the back of his car anymore. Nah. Worry about it not starting in the wintertime.
No.
Or worry about... He's even got heated seats now.
Bro.
So you can have a warm bottom when you're riding in Gibbons' car in the cold Wisconsin winters. Yes.
Hey, Riggs.
Yes.
If by some chance there is a coolant leak, my car has a warranty and I'll go get
great?
It fixed.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God. Yes.
It's nice,
yes.
right?
Yes. Oh, man.
You guys said everything I learned, but I'm just going to shout out. I'll be at the very first Wisconsin Dells season opener. Cards stop.
Nice.
Oh,
what is that, Sunday?
Back.
Sunday?
They're back, if
Sunday,
you can believe it. It
Sunday,
is Sunday, 11-1 at Swimtastic in Waukesha, which is right by Golden Corral, McDonald's, Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
It's right over there.
All the Dells season opener cards are going to be handed out left and right. Allie doing
on
the
our
first
website.
One. Yep, 1037kissfm.com. You can
Isn't
find
it?
The whole list of them.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
J-Matt's up next. You enjoy the rest of your Friday. It's going to be nice today. Enjoy the sun while you can.
For real, though.
Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.